Welcome to Only Stans, where two homosexuals with taste talk pop culture, the ins and outs of the music industry, and all its fuckery from the stan point of view, because the other girls just ain't cutting it. Wow, that was beautiful.
What is this voice? What is this voice?
That was my impression of your sexy voice.
Oh, take that back. My sexy voice is so good.
You're right. That was my wrestling announcer voice.
That was
my female wrestling announcer voice. Like, yes. Because the female wrestling is always better.
Oh, than the regular
wrestling. Yeah, it's like basically drag queens fighting. It's really interesting.
Oh, I love that. I watched GLOW. I know the ins and outs of female wrestling.
Oh, see, I've never watched it. I only watched Nikki Bella. Is that her name? The one with the tits?
I don't know her.
He's gay, ladies. Okay. Well.
Me? A homosexual?
Who are you?
Who am I? I'm the last person on Earth that still enjoys Old Town Road every single time I hear it. Also known as Taylor.
Oh, I actually really enjoy Old Town Road still. I'm just in love with Lil Nas X.
I love Old Town Road. Well, it still slaps, too. Like, it still comes on in the shower, and I'm like, fuck yes.
He's a legend. A Grammy-winning legend.
Yeah. Instantly. Instant legend.
Yeah, and I am the owner of a wig that finally had its lace glued down, so you girls cannot call it a hat anymore. Doja Cat.
Her wig was real late at the Birds of Prey premiere that I went to last week.
Late? Like tardy?
Laid. Like, oh. Laid with a T.
Oh, okay.
L-A-I-D-T.
Period.
Period. Oh, she looked real good. She had this, like, green, like, Harley Quinn-esque wig on, and she
It was
did,
like a little see, Joker, too, because it was green, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
She knows her references. I appreciate that.
She nailed it. She killed it. I recorded a little bit of it. We'll play some of the audio, but she was... fire.
I'm a bitch, I'm a boss, so and good. I shine like gloss.
Yeah, I love that song.
It's very very 212 inspired, don't you think?
I don't know her.
I think Azalea's inspiring the girls to this day. It's only the truth.
She's talented. I won't take anything away from her.
Yeah, and that song is iconic.
Let's move on.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a very special episode of Only Stans, where we're only going to discuss Azalea Banks.
Ew. I'm logging off.
Okay, but actually, we're going to discuss music's biggest night, supposedly. The Grammys.
Grammys.
That's like it like the theme song.
Like it like that.
Thank you, the woman of the hour.
Like it like that.
But these Grammys are a little strange, or a little heavy. They kind of had a very somber tone compared to Grammys of the past. Partially, I think, because of the Kobe Bryant tragedy.
Yeah.
May he rest in peace. And also because there's a lot of controversy surrounding them, which is always fun, a little spice, a little flavor tossed in there, because they just fired their female CEO.
Yes. Well, CEO, who happens to be a female.
Well, did she even last 6 months? Because she wasn't even the CEO at the last Grammys.
Wasn't it that other guy that was like, women need to step up or something?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and then...
So one stepped up and took his spot.
Obviously got let go. And then they assaulted her!
That is not funny, but... Why did you say it like that?
How dare they? Yes. No, very serious, though.
Deborah?
She's now, like, Deborah? Like, reported... Yeah, Deborah...
Deborah? Do white women ever go by Deborah? Serious question.
It's probably Deborah.
Okay. Well, because you know Deborah some black Dugan. Women go by Deborah.
Hoopst. Deborah?
Yeah, like church ladies. That's a very church lady name.
Maybe I've heard that. I didn't even register that it would be written as Deborah.
Yeah, it's Deborah. Okay, well, I think her name's probably
Let's
Deborah.
Let's say Deborah.
She's a fine Caucasian woman.
Isn't she Caucasian? Yeah.
Well, Deborah Dugan, placed on administrative leave, those are my air quotes if you can't hear them, for reporting sexual harassment to HR, conveniently. And now she's filing a lawsuit. Gonna run the girls for all the cash they owe her. And what's the... She called out a lot of people in it, too.
A lot.
Like, no one was safe.
She said, y'all didn't give Beyonce her Grammys on purpose.
Which we knew, but it was very
sweet. Which we knew, but now it's confirmed. As like, it's not just like a beehive conspiracy.
I don't think she mentioned y'all... Katy Perry, though, unfortunately.
Okay, we don't need to talk about Katy Perry. Katy Perry has won in many other ways. She doesn't need a Grammy because she is part of pop culture in ways that some of these Grammy girls are not.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. So Beyonce was robbed, and now we know officially, like legally.
It is interesting to have that robbed. Kind of insider confirmation.
And so were a lot of other people.
Yeah, I mean, she called out, I think she name-dropped Beyonce, she name-dropped, like, just artists of color in general. She, basically, anybody whose manager isn't at the Recording Academy table doesn't get the Grammys.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, we knew, but now it's nice to know. And Taylor Swift ended up boycotting the ceremony for it. She was up for Song of the Year. Really, I think that was her only major nod, which is... shocking because she's a Grammy darling
and all she needed it was all she needed honestly. Swifties come after me, but
I kind of agree. They can
did Taylor Swift like announce something? Like did she's like, was she like, I'm boycotting the Grammys because of this, or did she just not show up?
I think it's implied that it's kind of in solidarity, but she didn't say, you know, I'm standing in white woman solidarity. But I think that's like I think that's what's happening here.
Maybe.
Am I digging too deep into it? Swiftie, sound off.
I like, maybe she just felt slighted because she didn't get nominated more, and she was like, fuck these bitches.
I mean, that
like, that's why Beyonce never shows up.
That's so true. The Beyonce funniest said, thing
am I
me,
winning?
And it's like, you know, they're clearly in town. They had that big old Rock Nation brunch. They went to Clive Davis's party, all that. And they were like, oh, the ceremony? No, I'm so sorry. I have a thing. I won't be in an attendance.
Am I winning? Am I winning a Grammy? No? Okay, well, I'll stay my ass at home.
And she
and take care of my children and my other 20 Grammys.
That's
they
true.
Need polishing.
I think she has like 20, and Jay-Z has like 70 total nominations.
Jesus.
So I think they're fine on Grammys. Rihanna was in town, but she was busy doing makeup at the MAC counter. And who else didn't show up? It was just it overall, I think my assessment is that it felt like there was a little lack of star power. Like the big names.
Yeah.
Like the icons.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Cause we had like Ariana. And we had Billy, like the very like current modern day like pop stars.
Yeah,
we didn't
I
have
mean,
any of the legends.
I don't even know that any of those. Well, I mean, Ariana will probably be around for a while longer. I don't know that. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't jinx it, but I just don't see anyone who was really there having any sort of like major pop culture impact or any like serious longevity. I mean, I hope it for some people, like, you know, Lizzo, or I mean, it'd really be nice to see her stick around for a long time, but I don't know, it just seemed like there was a little bit of lack of something.
Yeah, I get that. Usher was there. FKA danced around him.
Yeah, he sure was. He was there. Mm-hmm.
Alicia did her thing.
That's true.
Too much of her thing.
I will always have a soft spot for Alicia Keys. I go to that for Alicia Keys. Because people disrespect her so much. Like, they forgot what she is to music. Like, nobody was seeing Alicia Keys in the early 2000s. And that's just fact.
Yeah. Diary is one of my favorite albums of all time.
Like, it's excellent. Oh my God, it's so good.
We put respect on Alicia Keys' name.
And just because she decided to shout through no one, people decided that she wasn't a good singer, or that, you know, they weren't interested in what she has to offer or whatever.
No. She's good. She's talented. She just, her voice is getting a little tired. She needs to drink some chamomile tea with honey.
No,
2 cups a day.
That is called soul. Look it up.
She's gonna. Okay, never mind. I almost said something disrespectful to the dead. Let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on, because I don't even know what that could have been. So, performances. Performance. There were probably 20 total performances. Like, it felt like there were so many. And maybe I'm just not thinking back to the Grammys of yesteryear, but there just seemed like they could have cut like 10 of these.
Mm-hmm.
But they invited everybody out to perform. Lizzo opened the show with 'Cause I Love You, which I think is only just being released as a single, which is fun. That's actually probably my favorite song on the album.
Hmm.
I just think it's so... It shows off what she does extremely well. Which is, like, you know, she belts, she raps, she's just very catchy.
I thought it was an incredible performance, and especially, like, the orchestral version of, like, Truth Hurts when the ballerina's dancing around, and the plus-size ballerinas, like, all these big black women dancing, and then
that was comes fantastic. In,
and it was just, like... So beautiful, so fun to watch. She is just such a good performer and entertainer.
She does always look like she's having a blast up there.
Yeah.
I think in terms of...
She was a perfect choice for an opener, too.
I agree. I do think my one thing with her performances is that... I think I've kind of seen that performance of Truth Hurts several times. And it feels like she's been performing it on every award show, like, for the last year and a half. So,
well, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I just would have liked to see Good as Hell. But I think it was a great performance.
Yeah.
And she's a really a joy to watch, which is always fun.
Yeah.
And then Tyler, creator...
Yeah, I was going to say, Lizzo, I think, was my second favorite performance following Camila Cabello. No, I'm kidding.
Oh. My heart just, like, caught in my throat.
No, I think... I don't want to skip. Are we going in order?
I don't think we have to touch on every performance. Because, like,
okay.
I have nothing to say for the Hollaback Girl and The Voice. Because they were so boring.
Next. So were the Jonas Brothers. That song is boring. That I Want Candy remix.
I Want Candy.
Isn't it? It's the same drums and, like, the beat.
That only occurred to me just now when you said that.
Yeah, it's the same background.
It's, like, sampled
or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, does it actually sample it? Because that's kind of iconic.
I think it does. I'm pretty sure it does. Because it's like, the exact... They copy-pasted.
Okay, well, but I appreciate it more if they actually sampled Aaron Carter.
They looked so hot. Nick, like, opened that song, and his voice was a little shaky, but he looked gorgeous.
The most interesting thing to me about the performance was that it showed off how much better of a performer Joe is than Nick.
Joe is, yep.
Like,
my baby Joe.
Now that they're trying to, like, split the lead singer role, you know?
Yeah. Nick got into it. He was just, like, really shaky at first, but...
I mean, yeah, don't get me wrong. I still would, both of them. None for Kevin,
Joe,
unfortunately.
I would marry Joe. Joe is, like, my type. That's my type. That's my type.
I can't find whether or not they actually sampled it. Hold on.
They did.
Cut the cameras.
Dead ass. Should we talk about Tyler, the Creator's performance?
Well, Can we please talk about Tyler, the Creator?
I kind of loved it.
I'm obsessed with him. I could not possibly be more in love with him. I don't understand anything that goes on in his brain. I don't know what the fuck happens in there. But I love it. I
loved it. And I'm not like a big Tyler, the Creator fan.
I mean, that album was excellent.
But yeah, I listened to a few songs. It's not my thing. But I thought the performance was like inspired and beautiful. And even though I don't like people yelling, like I was enthralled. Like I couldn't look away from the screen. I thought it was very well done. And he's like, I don't have to like it, but I know it's good. Does that if that makes sense?
Yeah, I mean, as long as you can appreciate it.
Yeah,
and I appreciated that wig.
Wig. I thought it was weird that Charlie Wilson and Boyz II Men were his backup.
That was my favorite part.
I thought it was fun. I love Charlie Wilson.
It was like Uncle family reunion.
My name is Charlie. Last name Wilson.
Like, that was just such a ridiculous... I mean, I don't think... Does Charlie Wilson actually feature in that song?
I don't think so. That'd be crazy if he did. Maybe so, actually.
I can't recall... But, I mean, Earthquake was a great song. Oh, he doesn't actually feature. Okay, so that was just, like, a very, like, let's call in Charlie Wilson moment, which is amazing.
Yeah. Yes.
Because no, like, any white people listening, if you know who Charlie Wilson is, please let me know. Because I just, I don't believe it.
He is a black auntie legend. Any black auntie you talk to will be obsessed with Charlie Wilson.
Yeah, and you know he just, like, wears those sandals. You know the sandals. The cookout sandals.
Yeah.
He's just, like, synonymous with those sandals in my brain somehow.
But what did you think of Usher's tribute? Prince tribute.
It was fine.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
I thought it was just fine. I don't know.
I thought it was good.
I'm a huge Usher fan, amazing, and I'm a huge Prince fan.
Yeah.
But... something about that performance just didn't ring true to me.
It was a little off. How'd you feel about FK Twigs twirling around Usher and not saying a single word?
Bless her heart. They said, we saw your little Instagram videos where you spin around the pole. Why don't you come do that?
Yeah, do that on stage. No talking, though. No singing.
No. You, like, you don't get to say words. Too bad. You can twirl, though.
But she looks beautiful.
She's stunning.
She's so gorgeous.
Honestly, justice for her. And Sheila E. was back there, too, which was... that was cool. I mean, it's always cool to, like, have people that actually worked very closely with Prince in a tribute to him. But also, it just kind of made me wonder, like, what Janelle Monáe did to not be invited to the Prince tributes anymore.
Oh.
Like, where was she?
Oh.
Hmm. Because no one's going to do a better Prince tribute than Janelle Monáe.
That's just so...
And I thought Usher was cute. He was fun. He just didn't, like... yeah. Wow me. And I look to Usher to be wowed.
Yeah. I mean, maybe he's past his prime. Let's just say that.
Yeah. He gave us a little bit too much unce.
Yeah. And so it's like, should we really be like expecting it now anymore? It's,
everything's gone.
Let's talk about the performance of the night.
Don't say Camilla.
Camilla!
Okay, here's the thing. I like to make fun of Camilla because she's, like, easy to make fun of. But it was a very cute performance. It was touching.
Okay, but she... Okay. They kept introducing, like, leading up to the performance, they kept talking about how she's, like, gonna sing a song for the man of her life. And, like, Senorita is nominated...
is it?
For a Grammy. So I was like, obviously they're gonna do that tired-ass Senorita performance again.
Oh, the one where they, like, get real close and, like, don't kiss because it's a middle school dance and they gotta leave room for Jesus.
Yeah, and Sean was there. So where was Sean? Yeah, he was on the red carpet.
Oh, they didn't show his face even once.
But they didn't show him in the audience once. He wasn't sitting next to Camilla's dad. It was... they're like, they're about to break up. This is them planting the seeds for their breakup.
I mean, it's all been staged from the beginning.
Yeah, they're gonna... in a couple weeks, they're gonna be like, Sean and I have decided to part ways on their little notes app. And
the iOS press release.
Yeah, it's gonna, they're about to break up, and I want to see it. I love to see it. That performance was super awkward. I did not like the song. It felt like she... it was like a weird, like, confessional. It was, like, not good. She sounded okay. She had some beautiful moments. Yeah.
I mean, I can appreciate the dad moment. I think that was why they hyped it up as much as they did. Like, oh,
yeah,
here's my father. And I think kind of considering her story, it's a very cute performance. Like, you know, being an immigrant.
Saying the N-word? Calling Normani the N-word?
Yes.
I just don't like her. Maybe I'm just
biased. But yeah, it's she's just really easy to make fun of, and she's really easy to dislike. But I thought the performance was cute. It wasn't like, it was wow. Fine. It wasn't like something I really... would revisit
that song
ever.
Very like elementary. That song, the lyrics of that song are very like something like a 10-year-old would write when their dad had like the dads come to work and talk about their jobs day. It felt like that. Like she was like introducing her dad.
He's a firefighter. Wow. I really get
I was
that.
Not a fan.
Okay. Well,
maybe I'm just like hypercritical. Also, why did she get to come out twice? Why is she performing twice, too? Why did she come out again in that other tribute?
Oh, she came out for the Fame song. The
Who is her, like,
Body
manager?
Electric? Isn't she with Scooter?
I thought she was with Scooter, but someone said she wasn't when I tweeted a joke about it.
Oh.
At Cornbread Says. I don't know. I'm just sick of her. Anyway, let's move on.
Yeah, I don't care to discuss it anymore. Ariana showed up. She gave us a performance that we've seen before.
It was cute. Breast support is something she needs to work on.
Well, she started crying at one point. Didn't she?
Oh, during Thank You Next?
Yeah, I think when she said Mac Miller's name, she started crying. Which is like, I really need that girl to get into
therapy.
She's
done that before. Yeah. She's done that before during concerts and stuff.
Yeah, it causes me pain every time she starts sobbing in the middle of a concert, which is like every concert.
She's just a sensey. She's sensitive.
I mean, I guess. But she got money, so she can afford a real good therapist.
I love the performance, though. I love the choreography she added during Seven Rings, but I was like, she needs to work on her breath control, and it's like never more obvious than when she's moving.
When she was doing like the My Favorite Things intro, was it giving you a little bit of Poured Up at the Diamond Ball with live orchestra accompaniment?
Ooh. I like that. I want to go watch that performance again. I haven't seen that in years.
Okay, that's like one of my favorite Rihanna performances ever. If you haven't seen it, look it up. I think it's Diamond Ball 2016. Pour It Up, live orchestra, everything. But I felt like she was kind of... I mean, Rihanna didn't invent a live orchestra in a black dress, but she did the best. But speaking of making me actually sad, Billie Eilish's performance.
Beautiful.
I don't know what her stands are called, like eyelids, but I'm one. All the eyelids reach out.
Proud eyelid.
I'm starting
proud
the club.
Proud eyelid. That was my favorite performance of the night.
Was it really?
Yeah. I've watched, also, I'm obsessed with that song. It was, like, one of my favorite songs, top five of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched her perform that song over and over and over again, like, live performances so many times. That was the best she's ever done it. Phineas didn't get in the way, as he normally does, because he likes to sing over her sometimes. It was beautiful. It was so good, and I loved it, and I maybe teared up a little bit.
Like, on the subject of Phineas, though, he just rubs me the wrong way. Like, I mean, I get that they wrote the album together and he produced it and he was a very integral part and they're siblings and blah, blah, blah. But he just feels so, like, he's like the opposite of her to me. Like, where she's like kind of a, you know, she's like kind of an introverted teenager and stuff. And he just seems like a douche.
He's got that very, like, masculine white man sort of energy.
He just seems so arrogant.
Yeah. Did you notice when, like, he was, when Billy was like, I think Ariana deserved this album, he was like, no, this bitch don't. You can see it in his eyes. He was like, I did this. I made you, Billy. This is my Grammy.
He picked up quite a few of his own without her, too. I mean, he won Producer of the Year, non-classical, which is like,
he's going to be around. They're going to be around for a minute.
I hope so, because I'm a little eyelid.
Yeah, this sophomore album is going to be, like, so huge for both of them.
If she avoids
it's going to be their teenage dream. She is. It's going to be their teenage dream. I feel it. I feel it.
I mean, I don't know, because I feel like, you know what I see for her? I think she gets this comparison too often, but, like, if you look at Lorde's first album versus her sophomore album, in terms of quality, like, I mean, you could go either way, and both are albums you can make really good arguments for, but in terms of, like, commercial success, you know, she just never matched Royals again. And I feel like that's kind of how Bad Guy is going to be for her, you know?
Because
it was such a big hit that she'll, like...
I thought Lorde took, like, a different approach, though. Like, Lorde's first album was very, like, experimental and, like, boundary-pushing, whereas the second one was very, like, safe. And she was like, I want to try this, like, 80s-sounding thing, and I want to try... It didn't feel as... Which I think is why it lost a lot of people.
I love that album, though. But, I think it's probably better than her debut album. But I think I'm one of the few people that think that. But I'm obsessed with Lorde. And
I loved that debut
album. I just loved Melodrama. Also because my album was supposed to be named Melodrama. But she beat me to it. And she had already stolen my name. So it's like a little annoying. But
Lorde and Melodrama. Wow.
Yeah, that bitch. But, I mean, like. I think that Billy will probably deliver a solid sophomore album. I just don't know that it's going to be a Grammy sweeper like this, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Because she was the story of the night. But my favorite performance was the one, the only, the legend, Lil Nas X.
King. King.
Honestly. The way he brought out every fucking remix of that song, like all 63 of them. And he had BTS, he even performed Young Thug's verse, he had Mason Ramsey.
Like, is that what that was?
Yes.
Okay.
It was incredible.
I was like, what is this? It was so good.
He was also the best dressed on the red carpet, like, I don't even care. It was Lil Nas X night.
He might have snapped. He did.
I need the, so like, proud of him. The fans, the stands to accelerate with the stand base names, because I want to be a little Nas Xter also.
We should just start making up some
eyelids and Lil Nas Xters. There we go. Sign me up. Join the clubs.
Nas Xters. We need to shorten that a little bit.
Little nostrils.
Nauseats. Nostrils.
Nazis.
Little nostrils. Nauseat. Oh, I hear it now.
Okay. But that was incredible.
Divi.
Okay, Demetria did the damn thing.
Yeah.
I think, oh man, that song was just devastating. Like, I was like in shock as I heard it. I was like sitting back against the couch, like frozen in place a little bit, because I like, it was one of those songs again where it feels too intrusive, like it too personal, which is like beautiful in this case, but holy shit, man.
It made me very uncomfortable, and I'll tell you why. I love Demi. She sounded beautiful. I choked up when she started crying in the beginning.
Oh, when she had to start over?
Yeah.
Very professional, too.
I think that she... And it was written from... Because it was written 4 days before her overdose.
Right.
And she's, like, literally, like, screaming. Anyone is like, can anyone hear me? Like, can anyone, like, help me? Which just makes me upset thinking about, like, all of her, like, quote-unquote friends and
the people around her, and,
like,
yeah.
Who recorded this song and didn't, like, try to, you know, like, get her help. Which just, like, worries me. That makes me upset. And then I also worry about the content of the song. And it almost sounds, and maybe this is me projecting, but, like, I think... And all of these, like, abuse situations, like, obviously it's hard and we all need someone. Like, it's good to have someone to be able to help you and be in that situation. But you also have to, like, help ourselves. And you can't, like, rely on other people for this, like, these basic, like, life support kinds of things. And so I worry about, like, what that is, what kind of message that's saying, and how, if it's, like, one, avoiding responsibility, and two, like, almost, like, because I almost felt like I was being guilt-tripped in a way. Is this, this might be TMI. Maybe we should edit this out. But, like, it was, it just, I don't know, it kind of rubbed me the wrong way.
No, I think I get where you're coming from. I mean, I kind of touched on it last week when I mentioned about, like, Halsey's album and how it kind of felt a little uncomfortable for me at points when I, because I think in my standum, in my standship, my, like, relationship to pop stars is, like, I like to see them as, you know, superheroes and kind of untouchable, like, figures to look up to. And I think a lot of little gay boys feel like that, but I think it's just one of those things for me where this was one of the instances in which I was uncomfortable, but I was okay with it because it just felt so raw and so real. And also, I mean, she sang The House Down and she looked beautiful. And as far as a comeback goes, or like a, you know, reintroduction performance, I think she did everything that she had to do for me. Cause
yeah, it was stunning.
I had my doubts. I mean, which I always do, and then I always end up, like, you know, loving the fuck out of her music. But it was a stunning performance, I think.
It was stunning. I just worry about the content, like I already said. Maybe that's for someone else to break down. I'm like, you know, I'm not a fucking therapist, social. I didn't go to school for sociology. But, you know, like, I don't know the, I don't know. I'm just not so sure if that's the correct message for addicts. But maybe that's just me. Yeah. We can, let's move on.
Let's move on. Also, because I don't think your mic picked up any of that. But.
Oh, it did.
Okay, work. yeah, and then the Nipsey Hussle tribute. That was fine. That was cute. May he rest in peace. I don't understand why DJ Khaled gets invited to award shows. I don't know that anyone has ever enjoyed watching him do whatever it is he does. I would not call it a performance. It's a spectacle if you enjoy train wrecks, but I don't appreciate him. The rest of them were fine. John Legend looked good. I don't remember who else was up there. Common? Was that? No. I clearly wasn't paying very much attention to this part.
Yeah.
I find it hard to connect with the whole Nipsey Hussle thing because
He
was not that big of a figure.
Yeah, and also he's like said like homophobic things. And extremely. That's where I like kind of disconnected. Yeah.
Right. I just think it's a little strange when we like deify these artists once they pass, when nobody really cared when they were alive, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like he was a household name before his death.
Yeah, for real. He did a lot of like advocacy work, and especially here in LA, people were talking about him. Because I remember even like Jay-Z, like there were definitely moments, and I think he was an important figure and he did a lot of change. But he also said a lot of homophobic things. And so it's hard for me to kind of, like, juggle that in my head. Right. But I mean, I understand why he's getting all this love. But it's also, like, just another case of, like, someone getting all this love when they're dead and not when they're alive, you know? Didn't win a Grammy alive, but they're throwing them at him after he passes.
Exactly. And it's like, what does that mean, you know? But
yeah,
I mean, it was a good tribute, and you know, I don't wish anything ill on him. Lauren London always looks devastated because no one will let her forget about it, but I mean, it was fine. And Alicia Keys, I thought, actually had a great performance. Both with Boyz II Men and with Brittany Howard. I enjoy her as a host.
I screamed.
I think she's fine.
There were way worse hosts. Yeah.
That little, like, Someone Like You parody song was so cringy. Not Someone Like You. What is it?
Hated.
The
Someone You Loved.
Yeah, Someone You Loved.
I just hate that song. I hate it. I hate that chorus. It sounds so like he's, cringy. Like, yelling. I hate that song. Oh my god. I want to like know the science behind why I hate it. I'm going to ask like Andre to examine my brain.
Yeah, there's just something about that song that rubs me the wrong way. But
I hate it.
Other than that, Alicia Keys is great. She just didn't have a moment like her double piano thing. I don't know why she didn't do that again because I loved it. But her protege, her, everybody compares her to Alicia Keys.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You don't see the comparison? Okay.
Maybe.
She's like a prodigious alto, like primary instrumentalist who like gives off slight lesbian vibes.
Yeah, I see that. Now you're saying that, but they have very different energy. But I see what you're saying.
I mean, her probably talked about getting dick down a little bit before Alicia Keys did at this point in her career. But other than that, I feel like it's like second coming almost.
Me coming.
I saw somebody say that her is like Tori Kelly in that she keeps getting invited to perform at these award shows, but nobody can name a song.
I know several songs.
Kind of true, though.
Hard Place. Did you see that Issa Rae and...
the photograph?
The Keith?
Yes. Yes,
the trailer with Hard Place. I cried.
At the trailer?
Cried, yes.
Oh, you better buckle up.
I was crying. Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready to go. I'm going to... Actually, I don't go to the movies, but I'm going to pay for this movie.
I'm just always here to see more black love stories by major studios, so...
Yeah, and without... the trauma, without the black love story and slavery, you know, like black love story while they're running from the police, like just a black cute rom-com. Me, yes, I want it.
Don't come for Queensland.
Have you seen it?
No.
I haven't seen it either.
It was supposed to be nice. That girl is really pretty. I have the DVD. I'll say that.
Yeah, I have the DVD. I might watch it when I'm feeling bad about myself one day.
The DVD?
Oh, I get screeners.
Oh, okay.
Did the bootleg that I got from the gas station. Guy from the gas station pulled out his pack of DVDs. I pulled it straight out of the slip.
So what about the people that actually won that weren't Billie Eilish? Why am I because she was the main one. I mean, it's really kind of remarkable, though, that she's 18 years old, just like a fresh 18, too. And the first woman in history to win all of the big four, which is Album of the Year, Song of the Year, Record of the Year, and Best New Artist.
Yes.
And the only
second person ever.
Yeah, after Christopher Cross. Who the fuck is Christopher Cross?
Whoever that is. I just 40 years ago. Yeah. I listened to his songs. They were cute.
I've literally never heard that name in my life.
Yeah. But Christopher Cross was the first person to win Album of the Year, Record of the Year, Song of the Year, and Best New Artist. And so Billy did it 40 years later.
And where is he now?
I don't know. He's old. His Spotify page is so scary. but Adele did it as well, but she didn't do it in one ceremony. So she like won Best New Artist, and then later she won Record of the Year and Album.
Right, right. And I think Amy Winehouse did the same thing, although she might have not have won Best New Artist, but she did win Album, Song, and Record of the Year all the same year for Rehab and Back to Black.
Wow.
Because that was the first time I remember being like impressed by that. I think Adele's the only person to have done that twice, though.
Jeez.
Because she did it with Adele. 21 and 25 because she's fucking Adele.
Oh, yeah.
And any record is dust in her path.
Never mind, I'm fine.
Just like that. And just running through some of the important award winners real quick. Billy obviously swept the night. Lizzo gave a good showing. She won 3 out of the 8 she was nominated for, I think.
Queen. Deserved.
Which was, and I think she was the most nominated artist of the night, which is, I'm glad she came away with 3 of them because very well deserved. The interesting one for me, she got Urban Contemporary Album, Pop Solo Performance for Truth Hurts. I think that one was pretty obvious. And then she got Traditional R&B Performance for Jerome also.
Jerome.
And Traditional R&B Performance, I feel like, is for like Gladys Knight, you know?
Yeah. The Grammys genres are, and Tyler kind of called that out, didn't he? Did you see
that? Yeah. Oh, that was super interesting. So when Tyler won rap album, he was getting interviewed afterwards and talked a lot about how urban is a code word for the N-word with the Grammys, which I kind of tend to agree with.
Yeah. He's right. He's like, basically, they only gave him that award because he's black. Like, and his... We saw his performance. That would I call that rap? I don't know. I would call it more like punk.
It's like a rap, hardcore pop. Soul.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but
Charlie
I would
Wilson
call that,
was there, like, so it's got to be some sort of R&B.
Album.
Boys to Men was involved.
But I don't think the genre that he won was even... what he is like, his, and that's why he's upset, because it's like, oh, yeah. You're black, so you're gonna get the rap category.
And it's I think it's really good, like, he spoke out about that, because that's kind of what 2019 was in terms of pop music, on like what 2019 will be remembered for. You know, it's the year of Old Town Road, which really got started as a phenomenon because Billboard wouldn't have it on the country charts. And everybody, I mean, Lizzo blends a million different genres. Yeah. Billie Eilish, you'd really be hard to kind of categorize her as one genre. So I think maybe they were kind of rewarding that this year. That seemed to be the direction, like, as a whole.
But still with outdated genre ideas. That's interesting. Maybe we're all headed towards a genreless future.
Let's just smash them all.
Life is without genre, you know?
I can't wait for music be? Lil Nas X to be nominated in 2024 for an album of torch ballads and heavy metal.
Can't wait for that.
Legend. Lil Nosters. Speak up. I don't know. What do we come up with? Lil Nostrils. That's what they are.
Nostrils. I like nostrils.
I think you would like that too.
N-A-S-trils. Nostrils. You should tweet that. I'll retweet. Our Lil Nas X stands called Lil Nostrils.
Beautiful. And eyelids.
Okay, so wrapping up.
Well, that's the show this week, girls and gays.
Yes.
One new thing. Check out the description. We have our Only Bops podcast playlist official. And we're going to update that weekly with what we're listening to. So check it out. Here's some new shit, some old shit we're featuring. Probably talk a little bit more about what we're listening to next week. But if you have suggestions or songs you think we should know, send them our way.
Yeah. And be sure to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, OnlySansPod. Follow us individually at LionRoared at Cornbread Says. Subscribe to that podcast. It's going to be, or subscribe to that playlist. It's fire. And like, give us 5 stars on all your Spotify listening apps or podcast listening apps. Not
hopefully
Spotify,
by the time you hear this, you hear it on your podcast platform of choice. Spotify,
yes.
Apple Podcasts, Stitcher.
Yes.
Distribution is hard, y'all.
It's a process.
We're working on it.
Okay, thanks, Stans. Thanks for standing.
Keep up the Stan work.
Standum.
Disgusting.
I love us.
Bye.